12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Music from Celine Dion on Algo FM. It's called The New Day Has Come. Now, the 25th of November marked the start of the 16 Days of Activism for No Violence Against Women and Children campaign, running from the 25th to the 10th of December. It focuses on raising awareness of the devastating impact that gender-based violence and femicide has on women and children and the social fabric of our society. Taking up this fight against gender-based violence is the National Shelter Movement of South Africa. Joining us now on Algoa Cares is Joy Lange. Joy, welcome to Algoa Cares.
Thank you, Casey, and good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Joy, tell us a bit more about your NPO.
Okay, so our NPO, our shelter, is 118 years old, and we have been providing shelter, care, and support for women and their children who have faced abuse and who are survivors of abuse. So women can come into our care for a period of 4 months, despite the fact that government only funds shelters for 3 months. And we then support them in terms of them working out an individual development plan so that they can really work on resetting their future to be more positively. And when we do that, it's doing it in the form of an individual development plan. And that is where we journey alongside them to achieve their goals. And very often it's about then finding work. So in addition to the social, psychosocial support that we provide, we have an empowerment program for the women, and then we also have a children's program, because we acknowledge that the children who come in have witnessed the abuse and sometimes they've also been abused. So when we look at our empowerment program, the program consists of skills development, job readiness, and therapeutic intervention, and then also entrepreneurial skills. And so the skills development is around, for example, created a course on computer literacy. Some of the women want to do a home-based care course. Some of the women want to do hairdressing. We've had women who went and did baking course. So these are all skills that will better equip them to be able to become self-sustainable, because the research tells us that women will stay in an abusive environment because who's going to put food on the table, and that's why they stay. And so with the empowerment program, we also have a therapeutic intervention, which is pottery skills. They do recycling to upcycle. It's therapeutic, but also income generating for them, because women come with different skill sets. And very often some women are not, they don't have matric, so they have a low skills and a low education background. And that's, so we really tailor make the experience for the women so that we can ensure that they can become self-sustainable. And then with the children, we have a registered early childhood development program that also has a play therapy program attached to it, a swimming program attached to it, as well as a music therapy program. So that's just in a nutshell.
Your NPO, your organization, is under threat due to the lack of funds. That's why you we have you basically on Algoa Cares. And you have attempted to engage the president on two key issues. What are these issues?
So the one key issue which we tried to engage the president with in 2018 in an open letter was actually confirmed, which is something that we've been saying for decades, but it was actually confirmed by the Commission on Gender Equality, who released their investigative report in 2019, stating that shelters are grossly underfunded. So that we brought that issue to light in an open letter to the president about the gross underfunding of shelters across the country. And in addition to that, what we've also found as the National Shelter Movement, that across provinces, shelters are also not getting the same funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, the funding division lies within the provincial government, which is not fair when you look at our constitution that says that everyone has the right to safety and security and also the right to be treated fairly. So what we effectively, what this government is saying is that if you are living in Mpumalanga and you need a shelter, you are not going to get the same quality care and support that you're perhaps going to get in the Eastern Cape or in the Western Cape because of the disparity that exists with, with shelter funding.
Mm-hmm.
The second issue that we brought to light for the president was earlier on in the year, we did a petition to remove the police minister, Betty Cele, and we got 70,000 signatures that supported our petition. And sadly, the minister is still in his position. And if we look at the figures that were released for the last quarter, it was released last week. All the crime and the violence has increased. One of the things that stands out for me was in the past quarter was that we had 10,000 rapes reported within a period of the last 3 months, between June and September, I think it was.
Yeah, and the recent crime stats also echo your sentiments at the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've touched on a few factors that basically are very pertinent to, you know, GBV and our children as a whole. Joy, we have all your details on our website already on the Algoa Cares page. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We do appreciate your insight and, well, your plight to fight against gender-based violence in general.
Thank you so much, Casey.
It is
and
our
thank
pleasure.
You to your listeners.
Take care.
You go well. Bye-bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.